Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
It is now time for a very... The word majestic came to mind just because there's a lot of eagles. A majestic edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service and tell you which games to pass into your friends, which games to simply pass on by. I am Corey, and I'm joined by the Falcon pilot himself. He took time out of his busy schedule of flying around to be on this podcast. Basher.
I wasn't that busy flying this game, that's for sure. But if you want to remake Crimson Skies, I'm all down for that.
Yeah, you wear a lot of hats. You do a lot of things. One week you're a pilot. One week you're a pirate. I mean,
I'm always the world's greatest pirate. I'm always the world's greatest pirate, just in everyday life. You should always be a pirate. That's my advice for all the young people. Be a pirate.
Do young people listen to this show? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. We are here to talk about the Falconeer, but before that, if you're listening to this, why haven't you rated us? We got a bunch of ratings in January, but February, I don't think we got any, man. What's the deal, people? Look, you listen to this show.
What's the deal with airplane food?
You like us, right? Well, maybe. I hope you do. Leave us a review. It takes a couple minutes, but that couple minutes goes a long way. I promise you it does. iTunes, Anchor, wherever. Rate us, man. Rate us. And if you can, leave a comment. It's awesome. It's awesome. But that's enough begging. Let's talk about the Falconeer. Here are the details. This was developed by... So this is an interesting one where... Usually, even when it's developed by a single person, they have like a... Not a pseudonym, but they have like a studio. You know, like they name their studio something. Not in the case of the Falconeer. This is just developed by Thomas Salas. Regular priced at $39.99. Did not update this part because I have 2D action platformer. That is not... correct. This is a, what do you call it, third person flying?
Yeah, it's a combat, arcade combat thing.
Yeah, arcade, third person arcade combat, flying arcade combat. Available on PC, Xbox Series X and S, as well as Xbox One. No crossplay, but there isn't really multiplayer. There are cloud saves. There is DLC. There's one piece of DLC for $1.99, which is just a new Falcon or a mount, whatever you want to call it. Does have Xbox One X support, which runs at 1800p and 60 frames per second. Xbox Series S support at 1080p at 120 frames, or 1800p at 60 frames, and Series X support with 1800p at 120 frames, or 4K at 60 frames. So, supports everything. If you've got an enhanced console, you will be taken care of when it comes to the Falconeer. Wide array of support, which is always good to see when a developer does that. So, even if you got that Series S, you got the little white box that could, you're going to get 120 frames per second. That's crazy. 120. There's so many frames for the Falcons in this game. The Falconeer. Let's talk about it.
I'm going to need some help on this one. First of all, what is this game about? I kind of lost track when I first turned it on, and it started talking to me about some things I didn't care about, like right off the bat. And at first, I thought I was playing as a falcon. It took me about 4 or 5 minutes to realize there's a person riding the falcon.
Yeah.
So are the falcons in this game? Giant falcons, or are we tiny people?
I'm gonna go with the first. I'm assuming they are just very, very large birds.
There's largest ships. I feel like that should have been...
Yeah, they're very large. Yeah. They're almost like dragons.
Yeah. So I figured like that should have been kind of addressed at some point. Because you just get dropped into this world of falconeering. And like, there's no mention of, wow, that's a really big bird you got. It's just... Like the world, yeah, there's world building here, but it's not, I don't think it's exactly well done.
Yeah, so Falconeer is a game that I want to like way more than I do. Like,
why?
I don't like this game. But
spoiler alert.
But it's cool. This is a cool game, right? Like,
it
the
is?
Art in it is really neat. Like, the lore in it is really cool. Everything in the game is cool, but it's one of those instances where it's just like the game isn't cool. Like the thing that I'm doing with all the cool parts is extremely monotonous and extremely boring. So then even the cool stuff, even when you are given sort of lore or, you know, dropped in the story, etc., you just don't care. Like, you know, you can find audio, you can find story sequences, there's hidden things, there's treasures that you can find, but I don't care because you did a terrible job of explaining to me why I should care. And I think people could find cool things here, but I would not be surprised if most people, they play this for 5 minutes and you can play this for 5 minutes and decide whether you like it or not. Because if you play it for 5 minutes, you've played the whole game. That's being a bit facetious, but maybe not.
It's just not. It's you know, I'm fairly sure we've all played air combat games before, and
at some point.
Yeah,
like Star Fox, even.
Exactly, Star Fox from the skies, Ace Combat, whatever it is. So either way, we kind of have an idea of what they should be, or what they should, or what makes them cool, like what could make them cool. And the flying in this game, the flying and the shooting in this game is just, it's like you said, everything else around it is nicely packaged, but just the day to day, the core gameplay is just a bore.
Yeah, I mean, like literally what you do in this game is you know, you're a pilot, you're a bird, you do a
you do barrel rolls, you do
you can do all the twists, all the fun
stuff.
Oh my gosh, what is the word? I can't think of the word. The word to describe combat button? In the air. What is the word?
Aerial combat. Nailed it.
Dogfights. That's the word.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Dogfights. There's a lot of dogfights in this game of, you know, here's an icon, aim for that icon to kill the other bird and then fly to this place and do it again. And like that is 90% of the loop of this game. And again, like as I'm flying around, I'm like, man, this looks really cool. Like it's got an art style that is extremely striking and it looks so crisp because, I mean, it's not on the level of like an Ori or anything like that, but it's a very simplistic style that just pops off the screen. But it's like, I almost kind of wish I could just fly around in this world and just kind of look at it. Like, like an endless ocean or what the heck's the name of that? Not Saboteur. What's the heck's the name? The game where you basically just like go in the sea and just like find fish. Like I kind of wish I could just play that game like this, if that makes sense. Like I would love to figure out more about this world and explore it. I don't really want to play it, if that makes sense, because it is extremely one note.
I mean, it doesn't do anything.
Subnautica, that's the game.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything interesting when it comes to your dogfighting. It doesn't really add anything impressive, new, or kind of build on existing premises that you may be familiar with. Like it really feels, I mean, for lack of a better word, boring. Just going the dogfighting, for example, like you meet other, I'm guessing, falconeers. Again, I'm more than sure that the first minute or so of cutscenes, depict or tell us what these are, but at the end of the day, like, just the idea of being a giant falcon, again, you're losing me right off the bat. You're not, like, the world building isn't 100% there, but that combat leaves no oomph. There's no pizzazz, if you will. Like, you shoot down other birds, and it's just like, and that's it. It's like, there's no, like,
then move on. Like, that's, you did it.
And then I mean, you can drop bombs, but it's so convoluted and clunky. You don't know where the bomb's dropping. You don't know if after you drop the bomb, if it hit the target or not. Piloting a bird just isn't as fun as a plane. For example, if you compare it to a Ace Combat or Crimson Skies, you have different planes and whatnot where they have different handling, they have different maneuverability, like they do different things. But this is, you kind of have the one Falcon that, and you can upgrade it. I mean, like, it's a video game, so of course you have your XP and you sing your skill trees and your whatnot, and you can upgrade the bird so that it could turn a little tighter, move a little faster, but it doesn't change the core gameplay at all. And it just creates for a very mundane gameplay loop for me.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, the upgrade loop is something that I think you should, you know, I don't want to sell the game short, because I know we haven't really said anything positive about the gameplay of it. But I mean, but that really seems to be the only carrot on the stick kind of thing. Like, that's the only real progression of the game other than you did it. Like, there's a lot of that. It's like you move from level to level through this story, and what the best part about it is that basically you get to see something new, because again, like, the art style and the visual style is extremely striking. Like, the skyboxes in the game look really neat. There's a lot of color. There's a lot of just pop in a lot of it, but the game doesn't, I don't want to keep harping on this point, but I just find it very strange that there is so much combat in the game when to me, it's clear that the world is what is the star here. It just seems like a very strange design doc of, they wanted to make a game, or this gentleman wanted to make a game, and he nailed the art style, but then he like, when it came time to make the game, he just wasn't sure what to do. And that is a complete pulling that out of my butt. I could totally be, you know, maybe that's not what happened, but that's just what it feels like to me. It's just strange, because a lot of the, like I said, like in the clouds, but then also because you do fly towards the sea, and you do fly to, I don't call them landing pads, but you know, basically certain areas that you can, you know, drop off and pick up, and pick up stuff and do those type of things, where it's basically like a carrier mission. And there's a ton of detail in these areas that you sort of swoop down into, and but you don't do anything with it. Like, you fly by it and that's it. And it's just baffling to me. I don't get it. I don't want to keep harping on the game. I guess I'm frustrated with it, because I just feel like there's something that I'm missing, but maybe there's not. Like,
yeah, I don't think we're beating up on this game or games in general if you don't like them. I think it's like you said in the beginning, you want to like this game. You want to like all the games you play. You never go out of your way to play a game and go, I can't wait to hate this thing. Unless it's Last of Us 2, maybe. But like, other than that, like, you tend to want to like these games. So it's like, when you first boot this up, like, you really want to jump into, be a part of this world, because the voice acting, I think, is really good. And the presentation is really good. It's just a matter of the in-between moments don't give you enough to do or care about to get more interested into the story, more depth inside the plot. So again, like, in terms of carrot on a stick, I don't think there is one. Even if you look at later gameplay, the thing that stands out is the environments. Like, wow, like, you are now flying in this type of environment, and the graphics are popping like this and like that. Whereas But again, the day to day, you're still doing the same thing, and there's no real progression, and it kind of, I think it's just missing that kind of what can we do to make this Falcon brand new from mission to mission.
Yeah, and I think, again, not a designer, but to me, it just, I think the gentleman that made it, he's very good at art, but this would have definitely benefited from partnering with someone that could have made a game out of it. Again, that sounds very mean, but it's very clear that he's not a gameplay developer, or again, it's a lot of work to do for one person, but I think it's a modern example of just how difficult games can be to make these days. Cause you used to be able to, you know, Doom was made by like four people, you know, and this is a full 3D world with all these different environments, with all these different art assets made by one dude. It's extremely impressive, but you need more. And that's kind of where I'm going to leave it. It's just, I feel like there's more people needed to touch this game, or they needed a better game made here. But I feel like I'm just repeating myself.
That's the problem with indie, with a lot of these indie games in general for me. I mean, like I said on the show, I said it about the Medium. It's like a lot of these indie games, they have the idea, they have the story, they have the plot, they have the characters, they have the art is usually phenomenal. It's just a matter of, hey, now you have to make a game though. And that's where it kind of falls apart.
Yeah, there's just no cohesion a lot of times. So, and not to like make this a rant, but I feel like that's why I will always be a Nintendo fanboy, because it seems like Nintendo has just gotten extremely good at making, like, Luigi's Mansion, especially the latest one on Switch, is one of my favorite games I've played in a long time, because it's absolutely ridiculous. But they've somehow made a vacuum a critical part of that game. You know, like there's just the cohesion there is just so unique and excellent. And again, I feel like I'm frustrated with this game. The same thing with like the Medium, is because I can see the talent. I can see that there's someone that genuinely cares about this, and they're very proud of what they have made. But it's just like, man, I just don't want to play it. Like, I really don't. So it sucks, but is what it is, kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I wish it was more. See, at the end of the day, for me, it's, you can use the game, the medium of gaming, however you want. Who am I to tell you what kind of art to make? However, when you're making, it has to be a fun game. Like I feel like this game would have benefited from just creating the gameplay before the artwork, before the other stuff, because, and not just this game, other indie games, just like make the fun gameplay loop first, and then you can build around that, because without that, I'm stuck looking at this game that is gorgeous to look at, well voice acted, like seriously, it's well voice acted. The characters, if I knew who they were, I think I'd like them, but I just don't have the care to get to know them, because now I have to slowly kind of fly across these essentially empty worlds, because there's nothing you can really, there's no real interaction with them, and just to slowly shoot at a few enemies here and there, because everything is just very somber and mundane, and there's no real pickup, there's no real action, and it's a dogfighting game. And I think that's where the disconnect kind of comes from, because I'm fairly sure if you ask the people involved making this game, like, they don't look at it as a dogfighting game. Like, it's they may see it as something entirely different, but when you put aerial combat, and it's all in aerial controls, and you're shooting things in the sky, you make yourself a dogfighting game. It needs to be some fun dogfighting, and it's just none of that at all.
Yeah, I think I have to agree. I think we've said what we need to say. It's gonna be one of our shorter episodes, apparently, but yeah, there's just not a lot to talk about. So, but there you go. So when it comes to the Falconeer on Game Pass or Pass, I think it's fair to say that we're gonna say pass on it. unless you really want to fly around in that game, but I hate doing that unless kind of thing. I think we've both firmly stand on pass on it.
Agreed. There's nothing for me here at all.
Bummer. Huge bummer. But all right, that's going to do it for this episode. You can find us on Anchor. If you look up Anchor and you go to Game Pass or Pass, you can leave us a message right there. Why don't people want to leave us a message? Leave us a message, man. Maybe you got something cool to say?
I mean, anytime you get a message, it's a mean one.
Wait, what?
It's a mean one, though. Like, it's always calling us dumb because we don't like their terrible game.
I guess. I'm trying to think. Like, we've only really gotten, like, two messages. I don't remember either one of them being mean. I think that's just your personal voicemail.
No. I'm not. That guy called us, I think, didn't that person call us dumb for not liking
that's horrible
Souls game?
Oh, that was just a review.
Okay.
Yeah, he said that he left us a review and said that we didn't like Remnant from the Ashes, so therefore he cannot support us. Anyways, the point of this is you can leave us voice messages on Anchor, or you can just give us a phone call. Go straight to voicemail, 574-651-9256. Again, 574-651-9256. You can email us, gpopfans@gmail.com. Next episode, we already know what it is for once. Next episode, we're going to be talking about the roguelike Undermine. This was a game that was on Game Pass, and this was just one of my random picks. I was just kind of going through the catalog there, and I was like, you know, this looks kind of nifty. I want to check this out. So, no spoilers or anything, but we're going to be talking about that one. I think we're going to have a lot more to say about that one than this one. So, but all right, that's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We will see you next time with Undermine.
Good day, sirs.